Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I am speaking with Bill Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical Inc. The stock symbol is BIEI over the counter. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Jack. A pleasure to be here.
Okay, so let's kind of start with an overview of the company's history leading into the current business model. I know you guys started off with as a medical device company, and now you're shifting into the over the counter product market. So bring us up to speed.
Good, Jack. Well, we started Premier Biomedical started in 2010. Our primary, we had three patents, two of which dealt with the extracorporeal treatment of disease. Now, what does that mean for the common man who is not familiar with medical terms? If you listen to any advertisements with that bring up pharmaceutical drugs, they always end up, they show some very happy woman with her grandchildren and her friends and smiling. And then at the end, they always tell you about potential side effects. And to cure psoriasis, you may end up with a stroke or cancer or a heart attack. But other than that, it's really great. So what we focused on was how to treat disease outside of the body so that we just work on body fluids so that there are no side effects. And we started with the University of Texas at El Paso and the William Beaumont Army Medical Center, Fort Bliss, as partners, and we had developed a cure for PTSD. I didn't say a treatment. I said a cure for PTSD. Cancer, we had numerous tests with animals, and we outperformed chemo and the leading anti-cancer drugs in the market, and we focused on breast cancer. And as a net result, we ran out of money and frankly had to morph into a business where we could be a leader with our technology, and that was really a hot, growing business. So we focused on hemp oil, or CBD, and we started with one product in January of 2017, and today we have eight products, and we're looking at three more new products that are going to be coming out shortly that are really introductory type products, lower cost, and our premium line products. We have eight products in that area.
Okay. So, before we get into the hemp products, let me ask you about the medical technology. How does that technology work? It seems like it had some... It delivered some impressive results. You mentioned, was it in animal testing, right?
Yes, it was. How it works really is that we focus on developing antibodies for disease antigens. Antigens, or cytokines, are the bad stuff. And let me give you a classic example. Soldiers suffering from PTSD are committing suicide at the rate of almost one per hour. That's stunning if people have never heard that. The bottom line is soldiers with PTSD, there are two cytokines, interleukin-6 and tumor necrosis factor alpha. These are a trillionth of a gram in size, and they infest the cerebrospinal fluid of these soldiers, and the net result is they have feelings of anxiety, they have pain, they have depression, and leads to suicide. Well, what we do is we extract the cerebrospinal fluid in a continuous loop, and we pass it through a plate that is coated with the antibodies against these two cytokines, and they are agglomerated or accumulated on the surface, just like positive and negative ions. And the purified cerebrospinal fluid goes right back into the soldier. We just ran out of money and couldn't pursue this any further. So we morphed into cancer, and now we're morphing into our hemp oil products over the counter on our website at www.painreliefmeds.com.
Okay, that's actually that's a good domain name. How now? Can you tell us about the product line and what markets they're serving?
All right, the product lines we have again. This hemp oil business is intended to finance our eventual return to our R&D base program. And by the way, with this this program, we also have identified the cytokines responsible for aging. So one of our technology areas, center of expertise available for investment, includes anti-aging. And we believe we can succeed where others have failed because we eliminate the cytokines responsible for aging. But getting back to your direct question, the market we serve is with our hemp oil products are those that are in pain, people that are in pain. We have a 96-hour pain patch. That's it. That is, you put a pain patch on, leave it on, and it lasts for 96 hours, 4 days, free of pain, and it works great. We have testimonies of people with spinal stenosis, people with fibromyalgia, polymyalgia, et cetera, that uses pain patch, and they're delivered from pain for up to 4 days. We also have roll-ons, oil-based and water-based. We have a spray. We have ointments. And we just recently came out with products, extra strength products that are, in fact, extremely effective. They have more CBD at a lower price than the competition.
I see. And what do these sell for? Like, what's the and how do you differentiate from other competitors out there? I mean, there's a lot of companies getting into this space right now.
Well, that's a good point. One of the areas where we're working, first of all, let's realize how severe the problem is, the pain. It's a known fact that 200 people per day are dying from drug overdoses. 200 people per day. And a study out of West Virginia found that 70% of them started with opioid pain pills. And our product, so what the legislators and so forth, state and federal, what are their plans? Well, let's make it tougher for doctors to write prescription pain medication, for prescriptions. Well, the bottom line is when people are in pain, they're going to go even faster to heroin or heroin laced with fentanyl, which is even more addictive. And So the problem is really an epidemic, and what we offer are people that can. We have many testimonies of people that have used our products, and they're no longer taking opioids, and they're finding true pain relief. We have our products are all natural, 50-state legal, pesticide and solvent free. We don't extract using butane. We extract using CO2, which is what people breathe out and plants breathe in. The bottom line is we have a superior product. By the way, we're working with the Department of Defense, proposing that our products be used as an alternative to, again, dangerous and addictive opioids, and the Army is extremely interested in that. So the bottom line is we have a superior product, and they ask us to prepare, by the way, a two-page summary. And the one page, really, and we did both sides, and we indicate why our products are superior to opioids as the first part of page one. Second page is why we're superior to competition. We have more CBD and a better confidential secret formulation, by the way, no one has our formulation. On the back page, we have the top part. We have a listing of the ingredients, which are all natural, and the bottom half of the second page, we have a listing of the testimonies. In summary, just some of the testimonies we received from people that are now free from pain. So this is it's a great product, extremely great product, and superior to competition. And by the way, our prices are at or below the competition. So that's a combination, Jack, that just can't be beat.
Okay. And distributing? How are you marketing your product line?
Today we're marketing primarily. Year to date, we've been marketing primarily via our website at painreliefmeds.com, but we're expanding into distributorships. I'm just in the process of inking a deal with a very large distributor who specializes in pharmacies and doctor's offices.
Okay.
Exclusively in some states. And we're also working on large distributors. I'm very close to inking a deal with a very large distributor in convenience stores and travel centers. And we have another large distributor that focuses on medium size and large size box stores kind of thing. And we're also focused on the Army. We've given samples to the Department of Defense. They love our product, and we're hoping to get a purchase order from them very shortly. So up to date, it's been by the internet, but we're moving towards direct distributorships, and that's going to increase our sales substantially. And what's more, we're also looking towards creating a joint venture in Europe, and I'm working on that. We had one we're very close to and almost signed an agreement with them, but we just couldn't come together, and so we're looking at an alternative potential joint venture partner.
Okay. And what's the average price point for these for the sprays, for the oils, all the products?
Well,
at the retail level,
our 96-hour pain patch sells for $20, and that is really in the market. And well, let's take a little look at competition. We're at 50 milligrams of CBD. Competition, the principal competition's at 40. We have a square patch. They have a round patch. We have 15% more contact area. So, again, that's another advantage to our product. Our roll-ons and our sprays and even up to our extra strength, we've now, our new pricing that we're just developing is pegged at $50 maximum. Competition's up to $100. So we are substantially less costly, but we have more CBD. Competition, for example, our 500 milligram ointment and our 500 milligram CBD spray, competition's at 100 milligrams or less. So we have more CBD, better pain relief, and at a lower price.
Okay. And what are your margins like?
That's to be retained internally, Jack. If you were to ask General Motors what are their margins per car, I don't think they'd tell you that either. So we try to do a better job of engineering. We have a lot of PhD MDs on our staff, on our board of directors. We have ex-pharmacy people. Our sales organization, our ex-pharmacy salespeople, or ex-military purchasing people. So we have a phenomenal organization of people, and we're very proud of our product and very proud of the job we're doing.
Okay. So, just looking, at your, recent SEC filings, it seems like, the sales are relatively at the early stage. What is it going to take to, or what needs to happen for you to scale up revenues to, 10 million plus, or something which has some sizable numbers?
Okay, that's a good question. There are several things that are going to help us. First of all, breaking into the large distributorships. We're just inking a deal with our first major distributor, and we have two more following that that are even bigger, far bigger, that we're negotiating with them. And by the way, we're coming out with this a whole line of introductory products that sell for less money. I mean, we're talking about something that's going to sell for $10 or less, and this will attract the convenience store, the random purchase. Oh, by the way, I bought a quart of milk, a six-pack or whatever, a carton of cigarettes. Oh, by the way, give me one of those CBD products because I've heard about them, but I've never tried them. So what's going to help us, frankly, is getting into these direct distributorships, getting into the Army and the Department of Defense and the government agencies. That's going to take our business into a stratosphere in terms of volume. That's going to be a huge difference for us. Thirdly, the Senate bill, there's a Senate bill, S-2667, and a House bill, H.R. 5485, that literally are called the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. That's going to remove any of the stigma associated with cannabis products. Our cannabis product is exempted from the Controlled Substance Act. It's as a result of a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017, and it's just people suddenly becoming aware of the health benefits of CBD.
Okay,
that is really what's going to break us into the next stratosphere, and right. We're really looking forward to that.
Okay, so you know, if you're you're focusing on breaking into the, you know, high volume you know, retail sales, yeah, that's going to require, you know, some substantial capital, I assume, you know, to be able to, you know, actually, produce the product and wait to get paid. How do you plan to, how much capital will you need over the next 6 months to 12 months? Like, what are your capital needs going forward?
Well, capital needs obviously are very dependent on the type of market. The advantage we have is that by starting smaller with distributorships, for example, just with pharmacies, et cetera, we get one of the stipulations we've had is that our distributors are giving us capital up front, they're dealing with a huge number of outlets, and the amount of product per outlet is relatively minor. So they're starting in a manner and accelerating at a pace that enables us to, shall we say, adapt to the increase in volume without really breaking the bank. Besides that, we have a number of people that will loan us money, including our bank. Our banks show us a purchase order, and we'll give you the money. And so I'm not really worried about funds. We have current lenders, obviously, that are keeping us afloat. But I see a tremendous increase in our stock price as soon as we announce some of these distributor relationships. So really, we're not worried about money, nor are we worried about volume. We can handle the volume. We have multiple sources that we've identified and worked very hard to develop. So we believe we're set for this onset of the increase in business that we anticipate.
Okay, Bill. Can you tell us about, you know, your background and also some of the members of the management team?
All right. The co-founder of the company with me is Dr. Mitchell Felder, board-certified neurologist, Very inventive and creative man. Without him, we really wouldn't have started the company. I worked with Dr. Felder in another company, and really admired his creativity. He's a really bright guy who loves inventing, and I pretty much run the hemp oil business. And which my background, I have two engineering degrees. I was chief engineer at R&D at TRW Automotive, and became managing director of a business unit that I started from a greenfield site, actually against the advice of my management. But I believed in it, and within a few years, we had revenues of $1.3 billion as a result of my efforts. I retired and went into business with Dr. Felder in another company, and both of us left that company, and a couple years went by. He called me up and asked, was I interested in going into business? He had some patents, and we took it to the Army and the University of Texas. And they proved that our technology was absolutely right with an NDA, and we partnered with them and do a lot of our research at the University of Texas. So our background is I love business, and I love starting businesses. I'm more the businessman. Dr. Felder's the technical man. We also have on our staff Carl Eller, the All-Pro defensive end with the Minnesota Vikings. He's the president of the NFL Retired Players Association, and their chief medical officer, Dr. Patricio Reyes, on staff at the Phoenix Veterans Administration Hospital. He's also on our staff. We have Dr. Myers and his wife, Dr. Myers, as well. We have John Pauley, ex of... he was CEO of several pharmaceutical companies. We have a number of people that are really, really talented and contributing to our success.
Okay. I think one thing that investors might ask is why not keep the focus on the original medical technologies that you developed and just keep it a pure play medical or medical device company rather than going into over-the-counter products where you're kind of going into a whole different business model. It's more the retail model almost, or well, actually it is the retail model.
That's a very good question, and the answer is really simple. It's money. Yeah, research costs a lot of money. And I mean, we never intended, for example, to bring our anti-cancer drug to market. We're too small. We realized up front we'd never be able to do that. What we anticipated and what we planned on doing was to succeed in our early research and to prove, for example, that we had a superior product that outperformed the leading anti-cancer drugs on the market. The anti-cancer business today is a multi-billion dollar business, multi-billion dollars. Our approach with our experiment with animals, we outperformed chemo and we outperformed the leading anti-cancer drug on the market today with sales approaching $14 billion a year. We outperformed that drug in animal testing by a major factor. We have a superior drug under development, patent pending, and why didn't we continue? We just very simply ran out of money.
Right, right. So,
and we had to come up with an alternative.
Okay. I mean, wouldn't it be kind of easier to raise capital as a pure play, medical device company rather than, because right now you're kind of in two different areas. You're doing this over-the-counter retail product and...
Yeah. No, We in fact segregated our technologies into six chimneys or centers of expertise. We have, for example, PTSD as one chimney. We have anti-cancer drug as a second chimney. We have a third chimney where we use of a laser to destroy cytokines associated with infectious diseases. We have anti-aging. We have, of course, our CBD business. So we have six chimneys that we have identified and we published that say these are available for investment by external sources, and we would grant a percentage of the revenues associated with either bringing these technologies to market and/or selling, licensing them. And frankly, we didn't get any takers. So we had to make a choice, and our choice was to morph the company, put those on the shelf. We didn't drop them; we just put them on the shelf. They're available to be taken off the shelf at a moment's notice, but we need to stay in business during alterations, so we morphed into the CBD business. And very frankly, that itself is a great business, and we're delighted that we've what we've achieved in this arena, and very frankly, we have prospects that would make us the leading company in the arena of hemp oil CBD, and if we're able to, shall we say, land these major distributorships and or the army that they chose us versus all the competition, that is huge. And very frankly, we're very happy to work in all regards.
Okay, so for right now, the focus of the company then is the CBD oil pain relief meds. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the how big is the opportunity? Like, where do you see the company if everything works according to plan? Where do you see sales? 2-3 years from now.
That's very difficult to project, because what you would have to do in that regard is, how big is the army? Well, I don't know how big the army is. Yes, we've done some blue sky numbers, and how big are these distributorships? By the way, we're with this distributorship with mega number of convenience stores all over the country. I mean, there's 40, 50,000 of these. How big could that be? 10 products per store? 10 products a week. I mean, my goodness gracious, this thing could get astronomical. How about the mid-size? How about the pharmacies? That could be just huge. But so we have blue skied some of the numbers, and I can tell you that it's extremely large. And to give a number is, I think, fruitless at this point. But we're focused more on delivering the landing this fish rather than estimating how many fish there are in the ocean. I'd rather land the big fish that I've got swimming around my hook right now.
Okay, fair enough. So let's wrap up, I guess, with a question, which is, why should investors buy the stock today?
Well, number one, it's a great buy. Number one. Number two, we have authorized 1 billion shares. We have actual shares in circulation right now, just a tiny fraction of that. Dr. Felder and I own the principal part of the company through preferred shares. We have several fish, shall we say, very large fish, swimming around trying to gobble us up. And we're going to be very, very, whatever we do is going to be in the best interest of our stockholders and the company. We would seriously consider any alignment or joint venture that or acquisition that would benefit our stockholders and would cause the company to grow. We believe that the CBD market is huge. How huge is the market? I saw numbers that say in a few years it could be $5 billion, with a B, $5 billion, because the pain market is just out of sight. And we have testimonies of people that have been on OxyContin, been on Tylenol threes, opioid pain pills, and they're now free from them. We have people with phantom pain, amputees, that say they're getting relief with our product where nothing else, even the opioids, did not help. So neuropathy is huge with diabetes, etc. So the bottom line is we see a huge market for our products. We think we're positioned extremely well with 8 products today and 3 more coming that are very hard. And I have actually ideas beyond that we've explored some prototypes. We have 3 or 4 more beyond those. So we could end up with 16 products here very shortly. We're focused totally on CBD legal products. I've so far stayed away from marijuana. Marijuana, we believe, may add just a 5% or more to the pain relief, but really we think we're in the where the pain relief market is, and that's the legal 50-state legal products. And we're focused on the sports arena with our Carl Eller and Dr. Reyes. We're focused on the pharmacies. So Premier Biomedical is positioned, we believe, to be a major player in this market, and in fact, maybe even the leader in this market. So we're very excited about our prospects, and we think people ought to take a real good look at us. Our stock is inexpensive today, and it could be the best lottery ticket you ever bought.
Well, on that note, Bill, I want to thank you for joining us, and we look forward to following your story in the months ahead.
Well, Jack, when we talked about doing this interview, you said you have to show some enthusiasm. Well, I want to tell you something. The enthusiasm I showed is real. I'm very excited about this company. I'm very excited about our prospects, and we're doing everything in the world to be the best, and we want to be the biggest and the best. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.